from Iraq to Greece. Aya Batraoui, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Some music that was whipped up back in 1879 by Antonin Dvorak, the Rochester Philharmonic, and conductor David Zinman with the Festival March in C Major. A lively start to our noon hour of classical music on Kansas Public Radio. And I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be here with you for it. In this noon hour, a little bit later on down the line, we're going to sample a few works from a pair of female composers, the French composer Germaine Taillefer and her sonatine for violin and piano, and then an English woman, Ethel Smythe, and the overture to one of our operas called The Wreckers, the Scottish National Orchestra, has that performance for us a little bit later. Right now, something special for you, a piano concerto with some spice to it, music by Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos, that was written in 1948 in Rio de Janeiro for a pianist by the name of João de Souza Lima. Piano Concerto No. 2, and this afternoon we'll hear the Royal Philharmonic, conducted by Miguel Gomez Martinez and pianist Cristina Ortiz on KPR. And that musical gift given to the world in 1948 by Heitor Villa-Lobos of Brazil, the composer's second piano concerto, as played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Miguel Gomez Martinez, along with pianist Cristina Ortiz on KPR. Where the time is 12:40, 20 minutes to go until NPR News. Music of composer Ethel Smythe before the hour is through, when the Scottish National Orchestra presents her overture to the opera called The Wreckers in just a few minutes. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting Sing, 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 arias and ensembles from Opera and Broadway with opera singer Michael Spries and family, 7:30, Saturday, September 7th. Tickets at topekasymphony.org. Here at the KU campus, it is 91 degrees, and we're on our way to a high of 93 for today. We have a slight chance of showers for our afternoon, a much better chance of showers and thunderstorms later tonight when we have a 90% chance of rain, expected mainly in the overnight hours. Now, we're going to get a bit of a break from the summer heat starting tomorrow when we have a chance of showers in the morning and temperatures near 81 for Friday. Next on KPR is some music for violin and piano in the form of a sonatine from French composer Germaine Taillefer. She was born in Paris in 1892 and worked her way to a position at the Paris Conservatory, where she was colleagues with the likes of Arthur Honegger, Darius Milhaud, Georges Auric, and others. Her sonatine for violin and piano played here by violinist Ruth Ehrlich and pianist Marcia Eckert on KPR. Music by French composer Germaine Taillefer and her sonatine for violin and piano played by violinist Ruth Ehrlich and at piano Marcia Eckert on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 10 minutes to go until NPR News at the top of the hour. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could join us for classical music on a Thursday afternoon. Coming up this evening, just like the last night of the proms, around here we have the last night of the Sunflower Music Festival, where everybody goes nuts. You'll be standing up and cheering for Elgar's Serenade for Strings, Gabriel's Oboe, and the Mighty Emperor Piano Concerto by Beethoven. Classics Live is tonight at 7, here on KPR. We bring you next the Scottish National Orchestra and music from another female composer, Englishwoman Ethel Smythe, born in the mid-19th century and discovered early on a passion for music, composing her first hymn by the age of 10. And as was typical of female composers of this time, she faced an uphill battle to pursue her passion, fighting the objections of her family, but later went on to pursue an education at the Leipzig Conservatory and became acquainted with the likes of Clara Schumann and Brahms. Her great passion was opera. And we're going to listen to the overture to one of her operas from 1906 called The Wreckers, which was all about an old practice where villagers would use false lights to lure sailing ships onto their rugged coasts to run them aground for plunder. Sir Alexander Gibson leads the Scottish National Orchestra next on KPR. The overture to the 1906 opera The Wreckers by English composer Ethel Smythe, and the performance by the Scottish National Orchestra led by Sir Alexander Gibson here on KPR. Just about ready for NPR News and Mozart in the next hour, the Second Piano Quartet. More wonderful music still to come on KPR.
The Para Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered later today from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258PT in Manhattan, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab. With Schwab investing themes like artificial intelligence, renewable energy, or pet passion. Over 40 themes to invest in. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, some music that was written partially as a memorial for a friend and colleague of his who was lost in the Franco-Prussian War and first performed at a benefit concert for French soldiers in that fight, the March Héroïque, or Heroic March. Conductor Paul Paré led the Detroit Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. As classical music continues through the afternoon, I'm Jeff Watson. And in this 1 p.m. hour, the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra has an unforgettable performance of one of, perhaps one of the most beautiful bits of music ever written by Rayfawn Williams. The enchanting Fantasia on a theme by Thomas Tallis is coming up a bit later on down the line. Thanks for joining us. Classical music on this Thursday afternoon. Music by Mozart as we continue. Some famous chamber music that was written around the year of 1786. After Mozart received a generous commission from an Austrian music publisher for some amateur chamber music that newcomers would find easy and accessible to play, but the publisher must have forgot who he was asking, Mozart delivered a piano quartet considered to be too complex, certainly for any amateur, and unfortunately for Mozart, he never ended up getting paid for the work. But fortunately for all of us, the beautiful piano quartet number 2 in E-flat major is here for us today to be performed by pianist Emmanuel Ax, violinists Isaac Stern and Jamie Laredo, and cellist Yo-Yo Ma, all together next on Kansas Public Radio. Some lovely time spent with the music of Mozart and the company of musicians, pianist Emmanuel Ax, violinists Isaac Stern and Jamie Laredo, and cellist Yo-Yo Ma, here on KPR. Where the time is, 1:42. At the top of the hour, NPR News. Classical music continues until 3. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Tomorrow evening, more from the BBC Proms. On the program tomorrow evening, the last and darkest symphony by Johannes Brahms with the BBC Philharmonic. It's balanced by the outpouring of joy that is Beethoven's Violin Concerto featuring soloist Tobias Feldman. That'll be on the next concert from the BBC Proms. Hear that tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. At the KU campus at the moment, 93 degrees. And that is about as warm as it's expected to get this afternoon. Skies mostly sunny. After 5 o'clock, we begin to have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. And by tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. A low of 70 degrees, 90% chance of rain, expected mainly overnight. And for tomorrow morning, showers likely. until about 7 a.m. and then a good chance of showers for the afternoon. And temperatures are going to cool off significantly. We'll have a high of 81 tomorrow and lows in the low 60s for tomorrow night. Now we arrive at an anticipated performance of the New Zealand Symphony and conductor James Judd for music by Ralph Vaughan Williams, who contributed many works of breathtaking beauty in the world of classical music, and arguably, at least in my opinion, one of the most beautiful things he ever wrote was in 1910 for the Three Choirs Festival at Gloucester Cathedral, and based on music by the 16th century English composer Thomas Tallis. Yes, it's the Fantasia on a Theme by Thomas Tallis, next on Kansas Public Radio. Some of the most enchanting music written by Ralph Vaughan Williams in 1910. The Fantasia on a Theme by Thomas Tallis, performed by the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, led by James Judd, on Kansas Public Radio. News from NPR is just ahead, and there's quite a bit more to look forward to. The famous elegiac trio by Rachmaninoff, along with music by Jacques Offenbach, that awaits us in the next hour of classical music on KPR.
Political leaders, next time on The Middle.
Tune in to The Middle tonight at 8 p.m. on KPR2. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Outdoors Unscripted Festival launch event, Saturday evening, September 7th, at Cider Gallery in Lawrence, kicking off a year of planning for an annual 3-day celebration of Midwestern outdoor adventure. Tickets at outdoorsunscripted.org.
Line.
We'll do a questionnaire where they'll be extensively questioned about their views and try to detect if there's any bias or preconceived notions as to the guilt of Brian Kohberger.
We're speaking to ABC News. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A little go around there with the musicians of Camerata Transylvania, Prelude No. 5 for strings from French composer Jean Francais on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be back with you to enjoy more classical music before All Things Considered rolls around at 3 o'clock. With some iconic music by Sergei Rachmaninoff, the first elegiac trio, along with something that Jacques Offenbach whipped up for cello and orchestra, a concerto rondo. That and more awaits us here on KPR. Thanks for joining us on Thursday afternoon. We continue with some music from a different French composer of a different era, from Edouard Lalo, and some music that has been described as boisterous and forceful. Music which had a very successful premiere at a French concert society in 1879 and based on the folk tunes of Norway. Lalo's Norwegian Rhapsody with the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, conducted by Pierre Cao on Kansas Public Radio. Music completed in 1879, the Norwegian Rhapsody, from composer Edouard Lalo. We heard there the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, led by conductor Pierre Cao, on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:20, and in 15 minutes' time, we'll have along the WDR Radio Orchestra of Cologne, and music by Jacques Offenbach, a concerto rondo for cello and orchestra, in just a few minutes. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting journalist and author Sasha Eisenberg, discussing his book, The Lie Detectives, in Search for a Playbook for Winning Elections in a Disinformation Age. Wednesday, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And the Yoga Center of Lawrence, now offering 3 weekly introductory yoga classes to help you establish consistent practice. Saturdays and Sundays and Tuesdays. Learn more at yogacenteroflawrence.org. We have famous chamber music written by Sergei Rachmaninoff as a young man and a 18-year-old student at the Moscow Conservatory. The Elegiac Trio, number 1 in G minor, solemn music, performed for us here by the Bozar Trio on KPR. Music by Sergei Rachmaninoff, composed as a young man of 18 in the year 1892. The Elegiac Trio, number 1 in G minor, as played by the Bozar Trio on Kansas Public Radio. It is about 2:37, and at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. There's more music in store for us, starting at 7 tonight, just like the last night of the proms. Around here, we have the last night of the Sunflower Music Festival, where everybody goes nuts. Tonight, you'll be standing up and cheering for Elgar's Serenade for Strings, music from Ennio Morricone and Gabriel's Oboe, along with the Mighty Emperor Piano Concerto by Beethoven. Classics Live gets underway at 7 o'clock this evening, then from 8 to 9, Destiny has more music for you. Tango Thursday, of course, and what tango does she have in store for you tonight? Tune in to find out. Plus some magical potpourri music on the magic flute from Mozart, and there'll be more from Beethoven when we take in his grand triple concerto. Much more wonderful classical music on the way this evening, starting at 7, here on KPR. And tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, we'll have an excellent chance of showers and thunderstorms, 90% chance of showers, expected mainly in the overnight hours, a low of 70 degrees. Tomorrow it cools off quite significantly. We'll have a high of 81, along with a decent chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow morning and a good chance in the afternoon, a low of 61 for Friday night. Next on KPR, something for you by the composer Jacques Offenbach, who is very associated with the sensational operettas such as La Belle Hélène and, of course, Gaieté Parisienne. In his younger life, he played a mean cello, referred to by some as the list of the cello. And this was written in 1851, a concerto rondo for cello and orchestra. And our cellist is Guido Schieffen with the WDR Radio Orchestra of Cologne on Kansas Public Radio. A lively concerto rondo for cello and orchestra, performed by the WDR Radio Orchestra of Cologne, with cellist Guido Schieffen, music of the great Jacques Offenbach here on KPR. Just about 3 o'clock, All Things Considered from NPR News up ahead. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for stopping by to enjoy classical music on a Thursday afternoon. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow.
I'm Jeremy Huddle.
Join us for The Middle tonight at 8 p.m. on KPR2. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. It's 3 o'clock, and this is KPR.